and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Chris.
Hello.
And Joshua.
Hoi hoi.
And today we have a very extra special guest. Say hello to Alicia.
Hi.
Alicia, tell us a little bit about yourself since you're our special guest today.
Well, first of all, I am a huge fan of the podcast. I have heard almost every single, I think I'm a week behind, but.
Get on that.
Unacceptable.
Every episode. I'm Chris's big sister.
Woo. All right. So nepotism has gotten Alicia a guest spot.
Yep.
That doesn't mean you can't be a guest someday, listener. But in the meantime, Alicia gets to be the guinea pig.
Colin from England.
Right.
Talking to you.
Chris can verify that I call him or text him after almost every episode with some, you know, some comment or some question or some way in which I totally disagree with all three of you.
Yeah, it's super obnoxious.
Corrective coaching. All
yeah,
right.
So.
Perfect. Well, thank you for being with us today. If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic to discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is be buried alive or be eaten alive.
Oh.
Wow.
Let's get this going.
Okay. First question right off the bat.
Yes.
What's eating you?
I am going to say
a badger.
How can I make this really horrifying? Six rabid children.
Oh, okay.
Kids.
Wow. That's
kids
that took
between
a, that took
the ages
turn.
Of like 5 and 12. They're going to eat you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a sloth. So it goes really slow.
Oh no, no. But yeah, but kids don't have like claws and sharp teeth. So, I mean, that's going to suck. Don't
Making
have
it six rabid children just upped Chris's level of fear. By
yeah. Also, I mean, how
he would have rather had the badger.
How big is a child's stomach? Like, they're gonna have to take a break.
Well, you'll be dead by the time they have to take a break. There's six.
I don't know,
them.
Man. It takes a lot to kill a human.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they could start like with your legs.
Oh God, that's gonna take a while.
I'm just saying. And all they have is their bare hands and, you know, their teeth.
Okay, and if we're buried alive, we're definitely dying down there? There's no chance
can we,
of killing
can we
this,
build
this shit?
Yeah. Yeah. No,
well, okay. Don't get me started on the whole fucking put your hand up against it and punch it thing, because that's... No. I would say that unless you currently have the ability to do that, then that's not going to happen. And I feel pretty confident that you all going to die. So, yeah, you're, you know, you're in a coffin. Let pine coffin 6 feet underground.
I'm gonna start.
And
practicing.
It has been excavated. This stuff is compact.
And I can't get out.
Can you?
I mean, I don't know. I've never had to do this before. Like, I don't know.
You're
don't
the commish.
Maybe I have some like amazing powers that I've just never been forced to use.
We're gonna make this a zero sum game. You're gonna die in both situations.
I'm gonna die in both situations.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you right off the bat. I mean, both cases are scary, right? Because on one hand, you're buried alive. On another hand, there's children, and that's terrifying. Because they have so many juices, and their hands are always sticky.
Their hands are always dirty.
They're just jam hands forever.
God,
just
yeah.
Always sticky hands. And they're going to be all up in your biz with their sticky hands.
Oh, yeah.
No moist towelettes. It's gonna be terrible.
Moist.
But okay, if I'm in a coffin, yeah, that's scary, and yeah, I'm gonna die. But don't I just like run out of oxygen and fall asleep?
I'm gonna say you're not gonna run out of oxygen.
How are you dying then?
Yeah, how am I?
You're
dying
of dehydration and starvation.
And starvation, yeah.
Okay, here's a question. Is there any prep work before this? Can we do anything to prepare?
No, you just fucking in there.
So, okay,
what if I poop?
Exactly. How long does it take to starve to death? How many times am I going to fucking shit myself in this coffin?
Right? Yeah, I think this
I
is
know.
A real
I think
concern.
It takes a pretty long time to starve to death, I think.
So, I would...
I mean, I would...
God, I poop on a
you
regular
would die,
basis.
You would die of dehydration before you starve.
I would hope you poop on a reg.
I'm pooping right now.
I really want to know what kind
Josh
of...
Josh has his camera shut off for Skype because he won't see him pooping.
I want to know how this mysterious coffin isn't running out of air.
It just isn't.
I'm still leaning towards that because, okay, so it's a slower death, but is it as slow as six kids ages, what, 5 to 12?
5 to 12.
Which is just so random.
And you said they're starting at your literally starting at your
toe. No, they might.
And working your way
I'm up. Just saying they might. You don't know where they're going to start. I mean, if you're lucky, they'll just bite your throat out and you'll die, but you don't know.
If you're lucky.
And I mean, they might just break all your fingers first.
What? Wait, I'm sorry. Are they in the Russian mafia? Did I sleep with one of their wives? Are they breaking all my fingers first?
I think it was either last week or the week before we were recording episodes. And Chris is like, we're going to pick something that's okay because things suck so bad. So I'm giving you a worst case scenario this week.
Criminally. I don't know. Alicia, you're new to the pod and you always, I mean, no matter what position I take, you disagree with. So why don't you start? What are you thinking?
I mean, yeah, as a matter of principle, that is generally true.
Right.
But I have a couple of kids and they, you know, they eat like 6 or 7 times a day because their little bellies are so small. So I'm thinking about, my first thoughts are about how painful the chewing is going to be with these little milk teeth for the younger one, the ones in the younger range. They're not going to get through very quickly or easily.
If the youngest is 5, they have real teeth by 5. Like, they're almost human then, right?
Almost human?
by 7 or 8, maybe? But my 5-year-old has not lost a tooth yet, so she, you know,
yeah,
it's still
baby
milk
teeth, my friend.
They're just little baby teeth.
Oh.
So, and then the other thing I'm thinking is the length of time it would take for kids to get to any vital body structure so that you could finally get it over with and die already would be endless, I think. So I'm kind of initially leaning buried alive, I have to say.
If it wasn't endless, it would certainly feel endless. How are you feeling about this, Joshua?
I might be going the other way, only because these are both going to suck so bad. I want to make the kids suffer too. Oh, kid, you're getting close to my colon. There's a surprise in there for you.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. I'm going to poop on your face. Now we all know Josh secretly has a desire to poop on children.
Is this a scenario where the kids' preferences are not a factor? We're assuming that they all want to eat you.
The kids are they're hungry.
They're hungry and they like the taste of flesh.
They're hungry and you are available to eat.
Okay.
I mean, you are the food. It's like when in those old Bugs Bunny cartoons when people would look at Bugs Bunny and he'd turn into a giant chicken wing or whatever, it's one of those things. These kids don't care that you're human. They might not even understand that they're human. They just know that you're a thing and you're available and you're food.
When children have the more common nut allergies, is it peanuts only or is it all nuts?
Is it like your nuts?
Is it like testicles?
I actually wasn't going there.
I'm curious about where you're going.
Oh, I'm just inflicting more damage on these kids because I eat a lot of almonds every day.
Oh, so you're thinking that a tree nut allergy is going to take one of these kids down?
Or at least make them have hives for a couple days.
You're gonna
They're going to need a steroid shot. What? Okay, so if you're eaten by kids... I mean, let's say worst case scenario, right? They start with your extremities, like fingers and toes.
Yeah.
After they break them, apparently.
Apparently, because that's a thing that happens.
I don't know.
Aren't
you
gonna bleed
out? Bite-sized pieces. I don't know. It depends.
Well, I mean, it doesn't.
Well, think about arteries versus muscles and that sort of thing. I mean, you've in order for you to exsanguinate, you've got to lose a good amount of blood.
Right, but like,
I think it would take forever to bleed out through your fingers.
Yeah, it would take
a really
long time.
I'm not saying I'm bleeding out through my fingers. I'm just saying even if they start there, like, I bet it wouldn't take very long. I mean, they're going to have to stop at some point, right? They can't. They're not going to eat my entire body in one sitting. They're very tiny stomachs, like this big. And so they're going to stop, and then I'm just sitting there bleeding. Aren't I just going to fall asleep and die?
You know, this is an audio medium, right? When you say things like this big, and then you motion to the webcam.
And then I'm going to remind Chris that none of us are doctors. I don't know what Alicia's
degree
is.
Wait, you guys aren't doctors?
I know. I don't know what Alicia's degree is in.
Why have I been taking
medical advice
from you this
entire time? Joshua and Chris have art degrees, and I
have
a business degree.
So, man, Danielle, what are you thinking?
My instinct is buried alive.
Yeah.
Primarily because even though I would inevitably have everything come out of my intestines, it's going to hurt. Like, starving to death and dehydrating hurts a lot.
I can assume.
But just the idea of, like, watching yourself being eaten. Additionally, there's, like, the claustrophobia of being inside the coffin and the general just dark, scared fear.
Yeah.
But to me, that would be better than just, like, this ultra-violence of having someone bite into your flesh.
Can I kill myself?
You can't kill yourself either way. Because I said so, because I'm the commish.
With the children, what am I doing?
You're laying there. You're tied down.
I'm tied down? If I promise not to fight, can I at least, like, you know, walk or move around a little bit?
Does that
help? No.
Yeah, kind of.
You just, like, gotta lay there.
One of the main reasons I'm not picking the children, or the coffin, I know I said that it was because I want to make the children suffer. It's actually because I really can't stand being still for any amount of time. Like, I cannot stand airplane flights for more than, like, 3 hours because my knees lock up. And it's awful.
I mean, you're not, like, completely, like, I mean,
like,
you can shift around.
I will let the children eat me if you just let me get up and walk around a few times.
You can't get up and walk
very
around.
Very strange priorities, Joshua.
I just got to make sure that my back doesn't get stiff while this happens.
I will gladly be eaten by six zombie children. As long as I can, you know, as long as my knees don't suffer,
I got bad knees and my shoulders too. I need to move.
I feel like maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not the commissioner, but I feel like if you're being eaten alive, your restless leg syndrome or whatever the fuck you're talking about is going to be the least of your problems. Your legs, like, you're gonna be laying there and you're like, oh man, you know, I'm missing a foot that's being chomped by that 7-year-old over there, but gosh, I'm getting restless. Like,
it's one of the most of my problems.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Well,
like, that bad hip all of a sudden becomes your primary concern, not the fact that you're starving to death.
Yeah. I think I'm going. Wait. Uh oh.
What?
Do we have a possible tie? For the first time.
Oh, because we normally have
God,
a tiebreaker.
We did not think
there's three of us.
We're good. Last week we had a tie also. I gave Chris a bonus point last week. We had a tie.
That was a bunch of bullshit.
I don't remember that. I was drunk.
That's why you got the bonus. Because you made it through an episode coherently. Because
I'm fucking awesome. I think I'm going buried alive on this one. The idea of being, like, masticated alive, there's almost nothing that compares to that. There's almost nothing that is worse than that.
Okay,
I would much rather
take
a dirt nap.
I know we have a guest here, but what the fuck is up with masticate and sanguinate? Like, come on now. People
okay,
have heard
I
this
use
show
words
before.
Like that.
I am not
I
putting
say
on
exsanguinate
airs just because we
almost
have a guest,
daily.
Okay? I've already
oh,
talked
you're
about
not
pooping
putting on airs.
No shit, like he
right?
says words like that.
Joshua, stay in focus.
You're appealing to our home country folk listeners.
What are you even talking about now?
All the folk.
I mean, I occasionally speak Japanese on our podcast, so I mean, people don't think I'm smart, then they need to
I didn't know that. I thought you
know.
Just had strokes.
Yeah, little mini strokes.
So, okay, so if I'm
brain.
Going buried alive, Danielle, you're going buried alive, right?
Alicia?
I think I'm still going buried alive. The only thing I'm thinking is, you know, I'm envisioning this happening with like 5 or 6 year olds with their little baby teeth and their tiny stomachs. If it was a pack of 12 year olds, that might be a little faster, maybe a little more direct. But I think overall, I've got to go Buried Alive.
Yeah, I really am. Joshua, you're thinking your restless leg syndrome.
That's going to be a real problem. And yeah. Besides that, these kids are apparently hungry. I'm going to help them out with my final act.
All right.
Aww, you're a giver.
Sacrificing yourself to little children.
And I'm going to be so nice. All right. Laughing or trying to laugh as hard as I can when they get to my shit.
Here's get my right. poops.
The poops.
Drank extra milk. All right.
Oh, no. All right. Well, we have a decision. Look at that. 3-1. Joshua loses. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. And thank you again to Alicia for being our guest. Alicia, do you have anything else you want to share with our audience? Perhaps your Etsy shop?
I do have an Etsy shop. I would be happy to share. It's called Karana Designs, spelled C-A-R-A-N-A. Lovely, simple, elegant jewelry for you or a friend.
Wonderful. So you can, you know, look good while you listen into our podcast. If you want to reach us, you can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at trtpodcast. Drop on by our Facebook page and say hi at facebook.com/trtpodcast. If you have a great idea for a topic, send it on our way and you may be featured in an upcoming episode. Be sure to include your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode, and be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.